Good morning, everyone out there in broadcast land. I'm Joyce Hennis, and I'd like to talk to you today about our upcoming Summer Solstice Conference and our Marie University Anastasia class and some of the exciting things that we have planned. Now, we just got up our Summer Solstice webpage. It's up on our Heart Center website, and the store page is up too, and so you can register and you can see all the information on our website. And we've had a banner for our Summer Solstice Conference that's been up, and now that banner, if you click on it, it'll take you right to the Summer Solstice webpage. So there are some really exciting things that are going to be happening at our summer conference, and I wanted to kind of fill you in on some of these. I think we'll start out with talking about the Divine Mothers who are coming. Now, the title of our conference is Reconnect with the Divine Mothers, a summer class for soulful devotion. Okay, it's going to be over summer solstice. It's going to be June 18th through the 22nd. Now, we have the only thing that's been announced about this conference so far is the title and the Divine Mothers who will be coming. We have titles now for each of these heart streams, and we had a darshan with David, and he gave us a little bit of information about each one of them too, which is kind of exciting. So I'd like to kind of run through that with you. So the conference is starting on Wednesday, June 18th, and our first Divine Mother, it's all about the Divine Mothers. That's who's coming, 16 Divine Mothers. On Wednesday, June 18th, we've got Lady Christine, and her title is You Are the Light of the Mother Where You Are. And we're going to have an opportunity to claim that being the light of the mother where we are. Then next is Claire DeLee. And it is I Am Expanding the Mission of the World Mother Through You. Now, this is also going to include a darshan with those physically present. So everyone, of course, can listen, but the questions will be from those physically present. And it's going to be she's expanding the mission of the world mother through us, so it's going to be like a passing of the torch for us to carry on her mission, which we are doing through this activity. Then we have Maria Montessori, and her title is Teachers as Advocates of Truth, Virtue, and Self-Discovery. So that's us as teachers and the role of mother as teacher. Then we've got, on Thursday, June 19th, we've got Durga coming. Durga in Hinduism is the goddess of the universe. And her heartstream is titled, I Am the Defender of the Mother Light Within You. And she's going to do a personal clearance of those physically present. And that's going to be pretty exciting. And what she's told us is that she's going to clear records within our being of when we debase the mother light through ignorance. And in some cases, through squandering time or resources or money or even lifetimes. Some people have squandered an entire life where they haven't done anything for the planet or God. So she's going to help clear us of that misuse of the mother light, including time. So part of this is a clearance of time. So then we've got Lakshmi coming, who's the Hindu goddess of prosperity. And her heart stream is titled, I Am Mothering Your Harmonious and Abundant Life Now. Well, as we know, harmony and abundance go together on the 6 o'clock line. So this is going to be great information about the mother on harmony and abundance. Then we've got Sarasvati coming. She's the Hindu goddess of the word. And she's going to sing us a lullaby. So this is going to be really a beautiful manifestation of the word through this lullaby. Okay, then on Friday, June 20th, we've got Lito and Metta coming. And Lito is the teacher of youth. Metta serves on the Ray of Healing. Their heart stream is service within our true sisterhood in the spiritual realms. So this will be about collaboration with the Ascended Lady Masters and how they work together as a sisterhood. And I know David has mentioned several times, we hear about the Great White Brotherhood. Well, we also have the Great White Sisterhood. And they will teach us more about sisterhood. Then we've got Fortuna, goddess of supply. Her heart stream is a gift from my heart to all who love the source. And this will be sort of like a little cornucopia that she's going to place in the center of our causal body in a time release action to distribute to us as the gifts of the spirit as we're able to receive and utilize them. Then we have Mother Mary coming, the miracle of the sun within you. Well, I think we all remember the miracle of the sun at Fatima. So this is the miracle of the sun within us. It's not just outside of us, it's within us. Okay, then Saturday, June 21st. Saturday is summer solstice at 4:51 a.m. Mountain Time. And we're going to hear from Parvati, who is the Hindu goddess and wife of Lord Shiva. Now, Parvati had three sons, and two of which were Ganesh and Kartikeya. Ganesh is the great divine director and Kartikeya Sanat Kumara. And there's going to be a surprise in this heart stream that could have something to do with Ganesh and Kartikeya. Then we have Kali coming, and her heart stream is preparing you for your transfiguration. And this is also a planetary clearance. This is going to be really powerful. So it's a planetary, it's also a planetary transfiguration. Planetary clearance, but as we each transfigure, it's helping the planet transfigure. People will be encouraged to wear white that day. And we can look forward to that beautiful clearance and transfiguration. Then we have Kuan Yin coming. Mercy is here for you and for all mankind. This is a personal blessing. It's going to be a personal blessing of the heart. A particular blessing is the kind, like what Jesus represented for the Piscean age in terms of bringing mercy and compassion and kindness. Kuan Yin's going to do that for us for the Aquarian age through this blessing to accelerate mercy so that we can be more like seventh-ray advocates for the seventh age. She is more the feminine, and that's one aspect of it. Saint Germain and Portia are the avatars of the age. However, Kuan Yin is really key for the age of Aquarius. Okay, then on Sunday, we're going to have Venus. And her heart stream is, enter my heart of solar love and joy. Then we have Vesta, Venus and Vesta, the two V's. I am the mother ray within the sun within you. Then we've got, really, this is the highlight of the entire conference. We're going to have Omega coming. And Omega's heart stream is the initiation of cosmic fire through the cosmic egg. Now, each one who is present will receive a small crystal egg, which Omega will charge with her essence and which we can all use in our healing work. Now, we are also going to have extra of these crystal eggs that Omega is going to bless. She'll bless them all. And those who are not able to make it in person to the conference can purchase them. And they'll be specially charged by Omega to be used for healing work for your families and for your loved ones. And they will have Omega's healing properties of the Divine Mother. It's going to be a very sacred thing. So that's pretty exciting. That's the Divine Mother's here coming. Now, we also have other wonderful things planned. We're going to have some meditation sessions. David's going to lead a couple, and Boyd will lead a couple. We'll be working with different aspects of meditation, perhaps a group meditation with certain goals in mind. We will have some silent meditations with the opportunity to go deeper within. Then another really special thing that I'm very, very excited about is we're going to have some representatives from the Ideal Society, from Jaffrey, who are coming to teach us panurhythmy. We'll be having panurhythmy lessons every day, about 90 minutes every day. We'll have these lessons on David's and Mona's property, and we'll have our lessons, we'll dance it, and we're going to, the goal is to learn it. All of us who are there will be able to learn the panurhythmy, feel comfortable with panurhythmy, so that we can continue to do it every conference. And then, of course, you can go home and do it. And we're going to have, if any of you saw the Ideal Society panurhythmy video that we played at our Winter Solstice Conference, we are going to put that up on our webpage on our conference webpage. And, you can also actually, if you just Google Panarrhythmia Ideal Society, the video will come up. It's a beautiful video. It goes step by step through all of the panarrhythmia steps, explains the beautiful spiritual significance of it. Anyway, Lupka is on that video teaching it, and she's going to be present. Her and her husband and her family are coming, and we'll have one other representative from the Ideal Society who will be teaching it with her. And so she is going to be our teacher, and that's going to be really exciting. And they may bring other presentations too. We just love to hear from them, and we'd love to have that opportunity to be with them and talk with them, and so they may bring some other presentations as well. And we're going to have, of course, our talent show, which is always lots of fun. And we love to have any of your talent. If you'd like to prepare something from it, you sing, you have an instrument, something funny, a skit, anything, we would love to have that at our talent show. I just love Livingston in the summer. It is so beautiful. Oh, and I should remind everyone, because it's so beautiful and because it's such a tourist destination, especially because of Yellowstone Park, please plan to get your hotel early or wherever you're going to stay. We have the Quality Inn, a block at the Quality Inn reserved. I do apologize. Their rates have gone up. However, it's still a pretty good rate. And, of course, if you share your room, that brings the rate down. So we've got a block of rooms at the Quality Inn. We have the hotels listed. You can also do the Super 8, and there's some other hotels that we also. You can also camp. We have a kitchen in the Masonic Temple, and so you can prepare your own food, and that really keeps the cost down that way if you'd like to do that. And last year it was really fun in the kitchen. We had people, everyone just brought their things. They shared them. They made meals in common. We have dining room down there. You can eat, or you can take your food outside and eat. So there's lots of opportunities for that. And the restaurants are actually, there are a number of restaurants and delis that are really reasonably priced. You can get sandwich, soup, salad, very reasonably. So we also have, of course, we're going to have some hikes. We'll probably go to Pine Creek Falls. We did that last year. It was just beautiful. We can go to the Chico Hot Springs. We'll have campfires at night on David and Mona's property. We're not going to have a youth day this year because there's going to be a youth retreat right after the conference. But we will have, if anyone would like to bring your children, we will have a youth program where they'll do fun outings. They'll go to Yellowstone. They might go river rafting. They went river rafting last year and had a blast. So there'll be fun outings for the kids if you want to bring your kids. And we also have our International Day. So we'll be hearing from Ralph and other representatives from the various countries. We'll be finding out what they've been doing, find out a little bit more about their countries. So we have lots of really fun things planned for our conference. Now, I'd also like to mention really quickly about our Anastasia class, our Mary University Anastasia in the Garden 2. We had Anastasia in the Garden, the first one last year. I went and it was beautiful. We learned all about permaculture and the elementals. And so we're having our second one. It's going to be on David and Mona's property. And let me just give you a few little highlights of that one. The part one in the morning is going to be solar living for today. David's going to share Anastasia's teachings on solar living and conscious gardening, which is going to include attuning and adapting to the shifting solar cycles, learning from weather patterns and weather changes, processing solar light in the garden and in nature by using current simple technologies, and co-creating a new solar civilization. And you can prepare questions for Anastasia related to permaculture and solar living. So that will be very interesting. Then part two is going to be nurturing oneself and one's family through solar living. And Mona is going to explain how the solar light within all life nourishes and guides us in our gardening, in our landscape design, in our plant placement, and the cooking and preserving of our food. Now, I also want to mention just a couple other little things. We will have a full shuttle service that'll get you back and forth to the airport. You can register also for that on our webpage. Just click the Register Now button. You can go into the store and register for shuttle. back and forth to the airport and back and forth to the hotels. We've got three hotels that will shuttle you back and forth from. And I think that's kind of it on the things that I wanted to mention for the conference. So the anesthesia class is one day before. That's going to be June 17th. So if you can come a day early, go to the anesthesia class, then enjoy our beautiful conference where we're going to have lots of fun in the sun, and we'll be enjoying the beautiful summer in Livingston, and we'll get outside and we'll be with the elementals. And so that's something you might want to plan on. And if you have any questions, you can email me or call me or email us at lodging@heartcenter.org or events@heartcenter.org. We can help you out. So thank you so much for listening this morning, and I hope to see you in the summer at our conference.